On the air at 1300 on your AM dial. On the internet at xtrasports1300.com. This is Extra Sports 1300.
Drive Time Sports here on Extra Sports 1300. The Switchbacks open the 2018 season March 17th against Los Dos. Or at least that's what they go by. We call them Los Angeles Galaxy 2. And no surprise that they're opening the season on my birthday. So get your tickets now. Season tickets still available. All that good stuff. SwitchbacksFC.com. Joining us now in studio, two of one new member and one newish, kind of new. Taylor, how would you describe your relationship with the newness of you to the Switchbacks? Go ahead and Taylor, by the way, Jordan Schweitzer, Taylor Hunter, let me give you guys a proper welcome into the studio. All right, Taylor.
Yeah, you know, I'd say definitely new because I was only here for a handful of months that first season, but there's so many faces that are still around from that first season that I'd say it's a very familiar feeling being back in the Springs.
So welcome to Jordan. Welcome back to Taylor. So we're here almost exactly a month, although February is a short month, away from the season getting going. So where are you guys at in terms of your preparation?
Yeah, you know, we started preseason on Monday, so we're just kind of working out the first week. We've got our first scrimmage coming up tomorrow, so we're excited to get on the field against some other opponents after spending this week battling each other.
Yeah, no, it's been a really good start, and I think the first week is very much feeling the group out,
right,
and feeling the team out and seeing kind of the personalities of the group and how we'll begin to mesh. So I think that's been the biggest goal, and right away we need to build on that identity and the things that we need to do as a group to be successful this year.
I know that you guys probably aren't in the loop, but just from your own perspective, do you think that you guys, what you have out there right now is pretty much the squad that you guys are going into the season with? You don't see any chance that someone comes in at the 11th hour or anything? You believe that this is the group that you guys are heading into the season with?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we have belief in this group, and that's the exciting thing is when you get together early on, you want to see what everyone's like, and I think this is a group that we could be successful with.
Yeah, and I mean, I think I can speak for both of us in the fact that we wouldn't have decided to come to the Springs and play if we didn't believe in this group and believe in the staff that's in place and been in place for the last few years.
Yeah, and Jordan, we had talked about a little bit when you first signed here and we were discussing, you know, what brings you to the Springs. I'm curious, with two of you who have spent time with other USL clubs, what is the perception of what these Switchbacks are trying to do? Because, you know, unlike like Orlando City B, they're kind of on their own. There's relationships certainly that Steve has, but for the most part, they're their own entity. So what's kind of the reputation of Steve Trichu, of this organization, around the USL and around American soccer?
Yeah, it's absolutely a blue-collar, hardworking group. Mm. And that's something that drew me to this group and to this organization. Family-owned, family-operated, that's something that I felt comfortable with. And I think in times that I've played against them, you knew exactly what you were going to get. Mm-hmm. This was going to be a battle. And it's never easy to play here in the Springs. Looking forward to playing at altitude rather than coming to altitude.
Right,
that's always nice, right? But I think the feel from the league is that this is a very tough team to beat when they do those things well.
And Taylor, how would you describe kind of the positional competitions that are going on right now? You guys had talked about how you guys are really going at it in practice and stuff too. Do you guys feel like there's a lot of competition up and down the roster that a lot of, well, maybe the guys who are participating are already decided, we don't know where they're going to be in the pecking order yet?
Yeah, you know, I mean, anytime you do kind of bring a bunch of new guys into the team, there's always that competition, and that's something as a player and as a competitor that you want and need as a team. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't have guys pushing each other for each position, people are going to get complacent, and that's not the type of team we are. So having all those new guys in at the different positions and kind of just getting out there that first week and competing more than anything and just kind of getting to see those personalities has been great.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Hunter and Jordan Schweitzer joining us live in studio. two of the newest members of the Colorado Springs Switchbacks as they get ready to open the season on St. Patrick's Day against Los Angeles Galaxy 2. I teased, and you guys were upset about this, I teased going into the break that you guys are both on the wrong side of tonight's Gold Pan rivalry game with CC and DU. Both of you are DU guys.
Yeah.
But like I said about the Olympic team and stuff, you guys are Switchbacks now. Like you're,
absolutely.
You could still, I understand that you made some mistakes in the past. And you,
that's hurtful.
And you wore, you know, that red color and stuff. It's cool.
It's crimson. It's
right,
crimson.
Right now you're on the right side of things. But how much overlap? Did you guys play together at DU? How long did you?
Yeah, so Jordan was an incoming freshman in my sophomore year, so that would have put three seasons together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which was great.
And apparently that experience went pretty well. Because I would imagine if it didn't, Taylor, you would look at the roster, see Jordan's name, and be like, "Nah, I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm going somewhere else."
Yeah, instead the opposite happened. And then he asked me to be my roommate, and
things are going well.
Initially,
right?
I was like, what am I getting myself into? But
right.
It's a high-energy environment. It's turned out well.
If this is like the odd couple, who's like the really messy roommate, and who's the super neat one?
Oh, I'm clean. I'm a neat freak.
I'm definitely a little messier, but I feel like we've both been pretty good so far.
It's been good so far.
So you're a little bit messy, but you're an adult about it.
Yeah.
Like you're kind of messy.
College dorm room.
No. Right.
He's definitely progressed as a cleanly human being.
If anybody's the messiest, it's my dog.
Yeah.
There you go.
She's the one. So.
She'll do that.
and which one of you does the cooking? Are both of you cooks or are you guys?
Fantastic question. We actually cooked for each other on the 14th.
Yeah, so we had a bro date.
We had a bro date. We had a little bro
mandate.
Date.
It's a mandate.
So
we shared the responsibility.
We did.
Yeah.
We both cooked clean, and we made some delicious desserts.
So ladies, watch out. We're the triple threat.
Yeah,
triple threat. We do it all.
Yeah, and finally we get to the real reason they're there. Ladies, Jordan and Taylor are openly auditioning for...
This is why we're here.
Right, exactly.
Bachelorette. Colorado Springs style.
There you go. Don't keep saying that because I know the Switchbacks. You will be up on a scoreboard doing some kind of bit with the Bachelor or the Bachelorette if you guys put it out there.
That's what we're hoping for,
yeah,
actually.
We're waiting for that. Right. Open invitation.
They're openly campaigning. So George Schweitzer and Taylor Hunter joining us. So give us kind of the layout. You talked about preseason games going on. Who's on the slate for you guys through this preseason? Who are you guys playing? Or does it even matter because it's about you guys getting ready?
I mean, that's a great point. Right. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter who we play in preseason. We just want the games and the minutes and to get that cohesive nature within the group.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Real Academy down in Denver. I think we have Air Force as well. We'll go out to Reno. I'm trying to think of...
Yeah, the biggest one on the schedule up until then is Reno. We're actually taking a trip out there, preseason trip to Reno.
Right.
And that'll be the other USL team that we're going to be playing this preseason.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and then USL, this thing's blowing up. I mean, you got how many teams coming in, and plus the teams that have announced, you know, Vegas and Nashville and Austin and all this stuff. This is a fun league to be a part of right now.
Yeah, there's what, like 35, 36 teams coming in? 16, 17
gonna,
per conference?
They're going to have to go west, central, east eventually.
Right.
I mean, it's just getting jam-packed.
Yeah.
But it's really it's an exciting time to be part of the USL.
Yeah.
It's absolutely growing.
And it's an exciting time for the Switchbacks looking to get back to the postseason this year with these two gentlemen's help, Taylor Hunter and Jordan Schweitzer. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And go Tigers.
Go Pido Pride.
Coming up next, we'll wrap up the show for the week here on Extra Sports 1300.